Fun from the couch. Nick Smith, you put all kinds of stuff up yesterday for those wrestling fanatics out there.
That's actually a really, really huge one. If people like wrestling or grew up liking wrestling, WWE has their monthly service, which is one of the best values of all the monthly service. Very specific. It's a niche, but it has all their library of all their pay-per-views, all the wrestling leagues that have closed that they purchased. You've got countless numbers of shows to watch, and you get all the pay-per-views as they happen. With WWE WrestleMania supposedly happening here in like a couple weeks, they've now unlocked all 35 or 36 of the WrestleManias that have happened and thousands of hours completely for free. That's a huge one.
Now, how do I are we talking about an app?
It's like CBS All Access or Disney Plus or whatever. It's their version. And it has things from documentaries to interviews to, I mean, all kinds of content that isn't just the action. Some of that stuff is very, very good. Not even if you're a wrestling fan, it's just interesting content. So good on them for doing that, especially around WrestleMania.
All right, so you can go to natakidder.com. Mm-hmm. You can click on the Fun from the Couch or our app or mm-hmm. however you want to access it. And the categories are TVs and movies, virtual experiences, gaming, music, sports, reading and podcasts, arts, crafts, learning, wellness. There's a lot of different categories. Mm-hmm. And you can find the direct links for what we talk about every day. You don't have to write it down or jot it down. It's all there at natakidder.com. So for wrestling fans, they've unlocked thousands of hours of pro wrestling. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, for WrestleMania is going to be hosted by Gronk this year, and it's a two-night event instead of one because they had to change. It's going to be in their performance center and not at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Stadium, which was sold out for 70,000 people. So that's how they're doing it this year. But now you can kind of go back and watch all 35, 36 WrestleManias. You have time before the big one happens.
All right. And then under reading and podcast, you have 15 podcasts that will help you learn a new language. You might as well spend your downtime improving yourself.
That's right. Yeah, there's a lot of ways to kind of just work on you while you're there. You know, whether it comes to journaling or taking walks and things like that. But learning a second language is something that a lot of people have wanted to do. Now you've got a lot of you might have the downtime to do it. These podcasts will help you do it. And there's other tools out there, but podcasts that kind of walk you through the process, it sometimes helps.
The Metropolitan Opera is streaming an encore performance daily from their Live in HD series.
That's right. That's a huge one. If you're a fan of culture.
I've never been to an opera in person. I'll cop to that.
I don't think I have either.
And not that I've avoided it. I never have been. But I'm a huge Pavarotti fan. I mean, mm-hmm. I listen to a lot of it in workout stuff. It's my cool down music.
Sure.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Stretching and like the stuff that sort of like after you get like the high adrenaline, mm-hmm. all the endorphins to bring you back down to reality. I have a lot of Pavarotti in my playlist.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now you can check out on the Met.
That is on my list.
Good. That's a good one. I'm going to bring another one up that is huge for a lot of people. It's big with my mom. A lot of
Minecraft.
Minecraft. No, the idea that Hallmark usually shows all the Christmas movies in July.
Yes.
Now you can get your Christmas movies in quarantine. They're showing all of them.
Okay.
You can get your Christmas movie fixed.
Yeah, this Christmas lights thing was a thing. Mm-hmm. Like people just turn to, I think, comfort the way we're like gravitating towards Potsy today. It's like it's a, hey, let's, you know, we know it's a big, bad, ugly world right now, but you can find some peace and comfort in Christmas.
Yeah, and these movies are terribly cheesy and very predictable. But they're good-natured, they're triumphant, they're happy, they're meant to make you smile and in some ways relate to them. So I have no beef with it.
All right. Gaming. There is Minecraft, which I mentioned just a second ago. Students can enjoy free educational content from Minecraft.
Yeah, Minecraft is unbelievably big. You can go and build entire worlds and universes and let people come check them out and play. And some of the stuff that's being made, like people are making entire maps of Westeros from Game of Thrones or the Shire, or they're building their own crypts. Some of them are even, you know, embedding things in there that have been banned elsewhere. But the Minecraft has released a whole bunch of educational software or educational pieces, so you can use math and different things in your construction. So it's all free while you're down.
All right, we have been talking about taking a vacation, like mm-hmm. not now, clearly,
sure.
but we were talking about before all of this started. And you put up a link yesterday that plays right into what we've been talking about with these national parks. 32 national parks you can explore from your couch, from the Grand Canyon to Yellowstone. And we are eventually, when all of this is done, gonna head west.
All right.
In a car. Like the old fashioned way. Like oh, Brady
like the
Bunch.
Griswolds.
Like literally putting baked beans in the flashlight.
All right.
And we're gonna do that, and we're gonna go see some stuff.
Well, now you can kind of
virtually walk through all what we want to see, right?
Yeah, and figure out which ones are like, I'm not that impressed. And then which ones that you think...
We have so much in our national parks. Yosemite, Grand Canyon, the Redwoods. I mean, there's one in Indiana. Did you know that?
I did not.
Check it out. It's okay. Interesting. It hasn't been a designated national park all that long. I mean, you know... But there are these incredible dunes on this huge lake, and it is an amazing thing.